There were two brothers named Grimm.
Takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become Death, the destroyer of worlds." I suppose we all thought that one way or another.
Buzz, don't let your babies grow up to be
Buzz! 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 Buzz!
The road is all started out of war. The conflict of which a dirty to pull. But for the fold of the corporation, takes us to the last from revolution. Where is your gun? Where is he now? When I say it's cold.
Boys,
should we the first die of people?
I? Where was I? Where's I? My one dear, cause the outlaws are spotted near. Night's happening to me, so.
Fucking haters!
Anarchy! I don't even know what that means, but I love it!
Hey, punkers, it's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's the beginning of March 2022, and with stuff going crazy in Ukraine, we are going to do a war, or I guess anti-war theme special. This is probably going to be a two-part special because, you know, punks are pretty pissed when it comes to war, so it was easy to get more than 60 songs together that like barely scratched the surface of that topic. So we're gonna go down that morbid trail next couple weeks. But you can always check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cali time, over at Punk Rock Demonstration. That's at punkrockdemo.com. And every Fridays, 7 p.m. Cali time, over at Ripper Radio. So go check it out over there as well. We started out this week with some D-beat. There's a lot of D-beat this week, naturally. But that was Dis Tank. They did one from late 2021. I guess that was a recording of a couple years ago that they put out. That was Wasted Prayers on a Fucked Up System, off the release of the same name. Against, that old Venice D-beat band, was after that. You know, they were around a short time, around that Discharge, when they started doing their thing in the early 80s. That was Aftermath, after Welcome to the Aftermath, 1983, 1984. Common Enemy, of course, one of my most favorite bands. After that, they did Build Ramps, Not Bombs, off of Late Night Skate, and Good Old Guttermouth. Close that one out with Where Was I, off of the album formerly known as a full-length LP. That has to be one of my most favorite Guttermouth songs of all time. As we said last week, diss bands always bring it when it comes to this war theme, so here's a longer set of diss bands, starting with Good Old Discharge with War Is Hell off of Hell Is War. This is what a re-recording of some earlier Discharge tunes from, 2008, I think?
Are in a day. You, man. I fucking hate you too, man!
Bitch made punk.
We'll be right back. right. Boom.
Knuckleball. Pow. Boom. Boom.
Top Gun, bitch.
That's what that was. You just entered the fucking danger zone.
DV bands always bring it when it comes to that war theme, and it's crazy to think that they're talking about World War III in some aspects, and that, man, that I don't want to even be coming on the air saying that that's even going to be a reality, but you never know these days. But who are we to believe anymore? I mean, are we supposed to believe the same people that have been lying to us about wet markets and vaccines and all this other crap? I don't know. That was Disflesh from Spain. They did Bomb Cult off of War Could Be Disastrous from 2009. Discard before that did Blistering Light off of Death From Above 7-inch 1990. One from a Chaos T Records compilation before that, Dissocial, did Cumanus de Guerra off of the La Massacre Continua compilation. Disgust before that did Another War Crime off of The World of No Beauty. Disfear before that did No Hope of Survival off of A Brutal Sight of War. Disapprove before that did Agony of War off the Agony of War EP from 2018. Disclose before that did The Bombardment off of Once the War Started EP from 1993. That's Overthrow Records. And Discharge, start of that glorious disband set out. Let's right go. I found a lot of newer stuff, like last week, for this theme. So let's go right into some newer shit. This is New York City's 100% Blood. This band shreds. This is from 2021. They're going to do They Tell You Who to Kill off of Sick and Bloody Madness from Chaotic Uprising Productions.
Likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Wow. That is the most inaccurate prediction from a president since Abe Lincoln said, "See you after the play."
Yeah. want a hell of a stampede. Yeah, kind of like the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. How's that? You know, they play Stampede of Punk in your ear every week on punkrockdemo.com. Oh, thanks, partner.
Things are crazy over in Ukraine, but we'll continue over here in the U.S. to buy oil from Russia or some other crazy place. But oh yeah, we shut down the pipeline, and as long as we care about the environment in the United States and not anywhere else, it's all good. Go check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast set list each and every episode over at brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive. We're on iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well. Go check it out. I think we're even on Stitcher. We're on Podbean still, except the last, you know, a few episodes drop off there after 10 or whatever it is. But, you know, if that's your thing, man, it's easy to subscribe and download it. I mean, listen to it from there, stream it, whatever. That was Portland's Skull Ripper you just heard. That was from 2021. They did Warmonger off their Doom Future LP. Before that, LA's Wreckage did a 2021 lick. Instruments of War off of Late to the Grave from their demo 2021. Another one before that from that Chaos T Records compilation. Unidad Ideologica did Guerra y Negocio. Before that, Portland's Lockheed did Black Wings of War off their Split with Disable. I think there was a couple years ago I said that Lockheed was from Santa Rosa, California, if you remember that. But New York City's 100% Blood started that one out. Here's some more newer stuff. This is Nagasaki Sunrise. Can't go wrong with this band name. This is from 2021. Land of the Rising Sun off of Disalgia. We'll be right back.
Shaking everybody, this is Justin from Common Enemy, and you're listening to the Brothers Grimm Podcast.
We'll be right back.
just shredding through this episode of the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. If you want to send us some shit, send it over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. Link to your band's Bandcamp page and all that. Remember, go check out punkbot138 on Instagram. Old Punkbot will give you updates each and every week about the episodes, tags, and bands. If you're in one of those bands, hit us, follow, and like the post, for crying out loud. I don't know how Instagram's working these days. Maybe it's not anybody seeing it. You tag the bands, you add some of those stupid-ass hashtags, whatever. I don't know. You just heard Seattle's Raw Dogs. They did Extinction off of their 2021 single. They're just playing a show with Guttermouth. They're going to play a show with Guttermouth here in the near future. Effect before that did The Onslaught of War off their split with Lockheed from 2020. Bipolar did a 2021 track before that with War Atrocities off of In the Absence of Peace. Rudimentary Peni before that did Soldier's Dream off of The Great War from that release they surprised us with last year. And Nagasaki Sunrise started that one out. Let's get into some 2022 songs, like four of them, and then we'll close it up with a couple. From Austria, this is Obsolete Order. I got a band name, I think I said Absolute Order a couple weeks ago, but they're going to do Victims off of their Raw demo from 2022. Get it over at bandcamp.com.
Good. awaiting your final orders.
I order you to surrender your teepee.
Give me that. Mr. President, in the name of all that's holy, I must have those launch codes.
Women politicians.
Name one.
Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Awful.
How is she awful?
Hates freedom.
Yeah.
split. Just keep ignoring whatever's going on over in Ukraine and keep sticking to those TikToks. You know, millions and millions of views. Can't miss that last one. That was The Casualties. Of course, they did Bomb Blast off Chaos Sound from Seasons of Mist Records from 2015. Sex Dwarf before that did No War off of Senso Hanti. I can't pronounce that. Off of Detox and Raw Punk 103 from 2019. Oppen Grav before that from Sweden did a 2022 track. Cluster Bomb off their self-titled. Get that at bandcamp.com like the rest of these 2022 releases. Before that, from Phoenix, Arizona, Aftermath did Embedded Shrapnel off their self-titled. Wardomized before that from Belfast did Unwanted Advances off of Money Isn't Real. And Obsolete Order started that one out. We usually close it down, and I mean, we usually cool it down over here at the Bros Grim with the, you know, to close it up, but this week we're going to do Bad Religion off one that, you know, is pretty fitting. Some of these are a stretch, but this is pretty fitting. We're Only Gonna Die from the 80 through 85 CD. Yep, I got, you know, this one I got off CD, sorry. So, till next time, Anarchy! How's that working out for you?
Shoot in the pit.